啊，今天我的题目是天国里的生命。
Today my topic is life in the kingdom of heaven.
啊，在我还没有分享今天的信息之前，我稍微解释一下天国的那个意思。
Before I share today's message, I want to give a little introduction to the meaning of the kingdom of heaven.
然后什么是天国呢？
What is the kingdom of heaven?
我们在圣经里面，如果你看马太福音的话，马太啊用这个用词天国。
If you read the Bible in Matthew, he uses this word, the kingdom of heaven.
那么如果你看路加或者马可的话，他们用天啊这个神的国。
But if you look at Luke or Mark, they use God's kingdom.
啊，但是天国或者神的国都是一样的。
The kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God are the same thing.
那么圣经里面也讲到啊，当主耶稣2000年前来到这个世界的时候。
And the Bible also talks about that when Jesus came to earth 2000 years ago.
那么天国就临到这个世界。
The kingdom of heaven came down into the earth.
啊，所以这个天国来到了，渐渐的成长。
So when this kingdom came, it began to grow.
那么圣经也说，到了一天，也就是主耶稣再来的时候，这个天国要完完全全的实现。
And the Bible also says that one day when Jesus returns, this kingdom of heaven will be fully realized.
那么神将会带来给我们一个新天新地。
God will give us a new heaven and a new earth.
所以今天的题目是天国里的生命。
So today's topic is the life in the kingdom of heaven.
啊，经文是马太福音第13章24到43节。
The verses are Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 to 43.
啊，我只是用中文来念，那么你看英文的，你跟着一起看。
This passage is long, so I'll just read it in Chinese. If you read English, follow along.
马太福音，打开圣经，马太福音第13章第24节。
Open your Bible to Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 to 43.
耶稣又设个比喻对他们说，天国好像人撒好种在田里，以致人睡觉的时候，有仇敌来，将掰子撒在麦子里就走了。到长苗吐穗的时候，麦子也显出来。田主的仆人来告诉他说，主啊，你不是撒好种在田里吗？从哪里来的麦子呢？主人说，这是仇敌做的。仆人说，你要我们去刨出来吗？主人说，不必，恐怕好麦子连麦子也拔出来，容这两样一起长，等着收割。当收割的时候，我又对收割的人说，先将麦子刨出来，捆成捆，留作烧，唯有麦子要留在仓里。他又设个比喻对他们说，天国好像一粒芥菜种，有人拿去种在田里，自然是百种里最小的，等到长起来却比各样的菜都大，且成了树，天上的飞鸟也宿在它的枝上。他又对他们讲个比喻说，天国好像面笑，有富人拿来藏在三斗面里，只等全团都发起来。这都是耶稣用比喻对众人说的话，若不用比喻就不对他们说什么。这是要应验先知的话，说我要开口用比喻，把创世以来的隐藏的事发明出来。当下耶稣离开众人，进了房子，他的门徒进前来说，请把田间麦子的比喻讲给我们听。他回答说，那撒好种的就是人子， 田地就是世界，好种就是天国之子，掰子就是那恶子之子，杀掰子的仇敌就是魔鬼，收割的时候就是世界末日，收割的人就是天使，将掰子刨出来用火焚烧，世界的末日也要如此。人只要差遣使者，把一切叫人跌倒和作恶的从他国里挑出来，丢在火炉里，在那里必要哀哭切齿。那时一人在他们父的国里要发出光来，像太阳一样，有耳可听的就应当听。我们约翰福音第十七章第十五节这么说。
In John chapter 17, verse 15, it says,
这个是主耶稣所说的。
This is what Jesus said.
我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。
I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one.
这个是主耶稣向父神所做的一个祷告。
This is a prayer that Jesus directed to the Father.
我们虽然悔改相信耶稣的人已经得到拯救。
Although those who have repented and believed have received salvation.
我主耶稣没有求父神使他们立刻离开这个世界。
Jesus did not ask the Father to immediately take them out of the world.
我们到神所预备的地方去。
To take them to the place that God has prepared for them.
然后反而他求父神保守他们脱离这个恶者。
But rather he asked the Father to protect them from the evil one.
然后神把人从罪恶中拯救出来。
God saves people out of sin.
他没有把他们立刻送到天家去。
But he does not take them immediately to heaven.
然后神把得救的人把他们留在地上有他的旨意。
God has his reasons for leaving the saved on earth.
因为他神要借助他们来完成神在地上的旨意。
He wants to establish his will on earth through them.
所以在主耶稣还没有升天之前
，Before Jesus ascended into heaven，
马太福音第二十八章第十九到二十四节这么说。
He said in Matthew chapter 28 verses 19 to 20。
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末日。
Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
那么自从主耶稣升天之后，
After Jesus ascended into heaven,
我借着他的门徒把这个教会建立起来。
From that time, through his disciples, the church was established.
然后主耶稣十二个门徒把这个福音传遍天下。
Jesus' 12 disciples spread the gospel throughout the whole world.
然后就如《使徒行传》第一章第八节所说。
As it says in Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth.
所以从那个时候开始，门徒就开始为耶稣做见证。
Beginning at that time, the disciples started to witness for Jesus.
他们的见证影响了整个世界。
And this witness has influenced the whole world.
那么今天早上我们看那段经文，谈到主耶稣所说的一个比喻。
And today the scriptures we look at will be one of Jesus's parables.
那么主耶稣所说的这个比喻，描述到天国在地上的成长。
This parable describes the growth of the kingdom of heaven on the earth.
和基督徒在这个世上当有的生命。
And the life that Christians ought to have on earth.
那么这段经文里面一共有三个比喻。
In this passage, there are three parables altogether.
就是掰子的比喻。
The parable of the weeds.
什么芥菜种的比喻。
The parable of the mustard seed.
还有这个面酵的比喻。
And the parable of the leaven.
然后掰子的比喻就描述到基督徒在世界上那种活在这个世界上那种情况。
The parable of the weeds describes the situation of Christians living on earth.
然后这个芥菜种的比喻还有这个面酵的比喻就描述到神的国在这个地上的增长。
And the parable of the mustard seed and the parable of the leaven describe the growth of the kingdom of heaven on earth.
那么当主耶稣出来传讲这个天国的福音的时候
When Jesus came preaching the kingdom of heaven,
那么天国就临到这个世界。
The kingdom of heaven came down upon the earth.
那么天国有一个开始。
The kingdom of heaven had a beginning.
然后渐渐的成长。
And it has gradually increased.
然后直到主耶稣再来的时候完全的实现。
And will continue increasing until Jesus returns again and it's completely fulfilled.
那么首先让我们来看这个掰子的比喻。
So let's first look at the parable of the weeds.
所以主耶稣说天国好像人撒好种在田里。既致人睡觉的时候有仇敌来将掰子撒在麦子里就走了。
In this scripture, they translated the 掰子 as tares, but it also has the meaning of weed. And some scriptures like NIV translated as weeds. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went away. But when the wheat sprouted and bore grain, then the tares became evident also.
那么田主的仆人来告诉他说主啊你不是撒好种在田里吗从哪里的掰子呢主人说这是仇敌做的仆人说你要我们去应该是嚎吧那个字对吗嚎出来是吗、
The slaves of the landowner came and said to him, Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares? And he said to them, An enemy has done this. The slave said to him, Do you want us then to go and gather them up?
然后主人说不必恐怕好掰子连麦子也拔出来容这两样一起长 等着收割。当收割的时候我要对收割的人说先将掰子刨出来捆成捆。留着烧唯有麦子要收在仓里。
But he said, No, for while you are gathering up the tares, you may uproot the wheat with them. Allow both to grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, First gather up the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them up, but gather the wheat into my barn.
然后请注意这个比喻里的一些人物跟东西。
Please take note of the characters and the things in this parable.
然后比喻里面我们看到有撒好种的人。
There is the man who sowed the good seed.
撒这个掰子的人。
The man who sowed the weeds.
还有敌人。
The enemy.
收割的人。
The harvesters.
田地麦子和掰子。
The field, the wheat, and the weeds.
那么在我们还没有理解这个比喻之前
So before we understand this parable,
让我们来思想一下上文所说的一个比喻。
Let us consider the parable that Jesus told in the previous verses.
也就是这个撒种的比喻。
The parable of the sower.
还记得上个星期我谈到这个撒种的比喻吗
Do you still remember I talked about this parable of the sower last week?
那么这个撒种的比喻讲到这个种子是指神的话语。
In the parable of the sower, the seeds represent God's word.
不同的泥土是指不同的人。
Different kinds of earth means different, represents different kinds of people.
那么种子撒在不同的泥土是指神的话语传给不同的人。
The seeds sowed into different land represents God's word spread to different people.
我们已经知道这个撒种的人是指神。
So we already know that the sower represents God.
所以在掰子的比喻里我们可以说这个撒好种子的也是神。
So in this parable of the weeds, we can see that the person who sowed good seed is also God.
那个撒不好种子也是掰子的是我们的敌人。
The one who sowed the bad seed, which is the weeds, is our enemy.
我们在圣经里面，当你看到敌人的时候，经常都是指魔鬼。
In the Bible, when you see the word enemy, it usually means the devil.
那么这个麦子，这个好种子是代表得救的基督徒。
This wheat, the good seed, represents saved Christians.
而麦子是代表基督徒的敌人。
The weeds represent the enemies of Christians.
也就是魔鬼和这个世界的系统。
And that is the devil and the system of this world.
所以当主耶稣讲这个比喻的时候，
So when Jesus told this parable,
就好像这个撒种的比喻，他也讲解这个比喻的意义。
He also explained the meaning of this parable just as he did with the parable of the sower.
让我们来看耶稣想所讲的意义。
Let's see Jesus' explanation.
他说那撒好种的就是人子。
The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man.
那么田地就是世界。
And the field is the world.
好种就是天国之子。
And as for the good seed, these are the sons of the kingdom.
败子就是那恶子之子。
And the tares are the sons of the evil one.
杀败子的是仇敌。
And the enemy who sowed them is the devil.
就是魔鬼。收割的时候就是世界的末日，收割的人就是天使。
And the harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels.
所以在这个比喻里面有点 不能够理解的就是
There's one thing in this parable that's difficult to understand.
为什么农夫不只把这个败子从这个田里拔出来？
Why didn't this farmer pull out the weeds from this field?
一般的农夫都会把野草拔掉。
Your average farmer will pull out weeds.
那么以致这个农作物能够健全的成长。
So that the crops can grow well.
那么但是在这个比喻里
But in this parable,
那么太早把这个麦子拔掉，会连根一起把麦子也拔出来。
In this parable, to pull out the weeds too early would cause the wheat to be pulled out along with it.
那么何况在原文希腊文里面这个麦子跟这个麦子它的外表似乎一样。
Moreover, according to the original Greek, the Wheat and the weeds look very similar.
特别是在初期的时候。
Especially in the early stages.
那么基本上主耶稣说。
So Jesus said.
让他们一起成长，到收割的时候才把他们分开。
Let them grow together until the time of harvest and then separate them.
那么这个比喻说明在现今的世代，好跟坏要共存，要在一起。
So this parable is saying that in the current world, good and bad will coexist.
那么等到审判的日子来到的时候，才把他们分开。
Until the time of the final judgment when they will be separated.
所以我们可以把这个比喻分成两部分来看。
We can separate this parable into two parts.
第一就是这个好种与败子一起成长。
The first part is the good seed and the weeds growing together.
这个是指得救的基督徒跟他们的敌人在世上共存。
This represents saved Christians and their enemies coexisting.
我们在这段时间里面，基督徒将会面对敌对拦阻。
During this time, Christians will face obstacles.
试探跟这个攻击。
Temptations and attacks.
那么第二，当这个审判的日子来到的时候
，Secondly, when the day of judgment comes，
那么神将会将这个得救的基督徒和魔鬼还有不信的人把他们分开。
God will separate the saved Christians from the devil and the unsaved。
那么之后，得救的基督徒将会进入神的荣耀里面。
And then the saved Christians will enter into God's glory。
而魔鬼跟不信的人将会扔在这个火谷里，在那边永永远远。
And the devil and the unsaved will be cast into the lake of fire, there to dwell forever.
所以自从亚当跟夏娃犯罪之后
，From the time that Adam and Eve sinned,
那么罪就临到这个世界上。
Sin came into the world.
那么从这个圣经的角度来看。
From a biblical perspective,
那么世上的罪恶会越来越恶化。
the sin on the earth will get worse and worse.
直到主耶稣的再来。
Until Jesus comes again.
是的，这个世界其实是越来越恶化。
Yes, this world is truly getting worse and worse.
我在只要我们看过去的五六十年的时间。
If we look back over the past 50 to 60 years,
我们可以看到社会的败坏和人心的邪恶。
We can see the corruption of society and the evil in men's hearts.
那么只要注意一下那个电影的内容，我们就能够理解。
If we look at the content of movies, we can understand.
啊，在五十年代的时候，我还没有出世啊，我们看到那些电影都是提倡那些很健全的啊那种观念。
In the 1950s, most movies promoted a very wholesome and moral message.
啊，但是五六十年过后，一切都改变了。
But over the passage of 50 to 60 years, everything has changed.
啊，对的讲不对的。
What's right is called wrong.
啊，不对的说是对的。
What's wrong is said to be right.
男的说是女的。
Men say they're women.
女的说是男的。
And women say they're men.
男的跟男的结婚。
Men marry other men.
女的跟女的结婚。
And women marry other women.
那么在这个道德上，其实美国，其实是整个世界已经到了一个不可思议的一个地步。
Morally, America, actually the whole world, have reached an unimaginable place.
所以神把我们留在这个地上有他的旨意。
God has his reasons for wanting to leave us in the world.
神要我们留在这个邪恶的世界上。
He wants to leave us in this wicked world.
目的就是要我们活在他的旨意当中。
His purpose is that we can live in his will.
过一个敬虔和圣洁的生活。
To live a holy and godly life.
为他做见证。
To be a witness for him.
如果神把你放在一个岗位，
If God has put you in a position,
我想都有他的旨意。
It's his will.
无论是一个好的环境或者一个不好的环境，
No matter if it's a good environment or a bad environment,
都有神的旨意。
It is all God's will.
我们在旧约圣经里面，我们看到两个很杰出的人物。
In the Old Testament, there were two very outstanding people.
一个就是约瑟，另外一个是但以理。
One was Joseph, the other was Daniel.
约瑟跟但以理是活在一个不信神的一个社会里面。
Joseph and Daniel lived in societies that didn't believe in God.
而且是一个很恶劣的一个环境。
And also it was a very hostile environment.
特别是但以理。
Especially Daniel.
虽然如此，他们的生命不受到玷污。
Even so, their lives were not stained by sin.
所以主耶稣说了这个第一个比喻。
So after Jesus gave this first parable,
他就讲第二个比喻。
He told the second parable.
那么第二个比喻是就是这个芥菜种的比喻。
The second parable is the parable of the mustard seed.
他又四个比喻对他们说，天国好像一粒芥菜种，有人拿去种在田里，这原是百种里最小的，等到长起来，皆比各样的菜都大，且成了树，天上的飞鸟来宿在它的枝上。
He presented another parable to them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field.And this is smaller than all other seeds, but when it is full grown, it is larger than the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches.
芥菜种是一种很小的一种种子。
A mustard seed is a very small seed.
然后它的直径大概有千分之一米。
Its diameter is about 1 millimeter.
如果一个 gram 的话，这芥菜种大约有725到760个种子。
In 1 gram of mustard seeds, there are about 725 to 760 seeds.
有一句俗语说，好像芥菜种这么大。
There's a saying, as
small, 这么小。
as small as a mustard seed, not big.
然后这句话就是指这件东西很小很小。
So this just says that this thing is very small.
然后后来主耶稣也在马太福音第十七章讲到这个芥菜种。
Jesus talked about the size of the mustard seed in Matthew 17:20.
他说：“你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种，就是对这座山，你从这边挪到那边，它也必挪去，并且你们没有一件不能做的事了。”
If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you.
然后主耶稣说，如果我们的信心好像这个芥菜种这么小，
Jesus said that even if our faith is as small as a mustard seed,
却能够成全神要我们所做的，
we can accomplish what God wants us to do.
我们在现今的世代，芥菜种不是最小的种子。
I say in modern times, the mustard seed is not the smallest seed.
还有最小的种子, 你们知道是什么吗?
There are seeds that are even smaller. Do you know what they are?
兰花跟这个柏树,
I guess that's orchid and cypress.
但是在第四纪的时候, 犹太人认为这个芥菜种是最小的种子。
But in the first century, the Jews believed that the mustard seed was the smallest.
所以一粒小小的芥菜种, 它掉在泥土的时候,
So this little mustard seed put into the earth.
在5天之内它就发芽出来。
It will sprout within 5 days.
然后长大成为一棵大概有10尺的小树。
And it will grow into a small tree about 10 feet tall.
我们在春天的时候会长出这个黄色和很鲜艳的这个花朵。
In springtime, it will put forth beautiful bright yellow flowers.
因为有些芥菜会好像一棵小树一样。
Some mustard plants are like a small tree.
所以马太跟路加，他们说这个芥菜种将会长成一棵小树一样。
So in Matthew and Luke, they both talked of the mustard plant growing to be like a small tree.
所以在旧约圣经里面有好几个地方讲到这个强国好像一棵树木一样。
There are several places in the Old Testament where it talked of the powerful countries of the earth being like a tree.
有这个鸟居住在它的树枝上。
With birds living in its branches.
比如说在以西结书第17章。
As in Ezekiel 17:22-23.
主耶和华如此说，我要将香柏树削灵去栽上，就是从近点近间的嫩枝中。 拆一枝嫩枝，栽于极高的山上，在以色列高处的山栽上，它就生枝子，结果子，成为佳美的香柏树。各类飞鸟都必宿在其下，就是宿在枝子的荫下。
Thus says the Lord God, I will also take a sprig from the lofty top of the cedar and set it out. I will pluck from the topmost of its young twigs, a tender one, and I will plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the high mountain of Israel I will plant it, that it may bring forth boughs and bear fruit and become a stately cedar. And birds of every kind will nest under it. They will nest in the shade of its branches.
同样的但以理书也这么说。
In the same way Daniel also says,
他说那树健长而且坚固高的顶天, 从地极都能看见叶子华美, 果子甚多，可做众生的食物。田野的走兽伏在荫下，天空的飞鸟宿在枝上，凡有血气的都从这树得食。
The tree grew large and became strong, and its height reached to the sky, and it was visible to the ends of the whole earth. Its foliage was beautiful, and its fruit abundant, and in it was food for all. The beasts of the field found shade under it, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches, and all living creatures fed themselves from it.
所以当主耶稣讲这个芥菜种的比喻的时候,
So when Jesus gave this parable of the mustard seed,
很可能是间接的提到这些旧约的经文来形容他在地上所设立的国度将会成为一个强大的国度。
It's very likely that he was alluding to these Old Testament verses to describe that the kingdom he would establish would become a strong kingdom.
让他的子民居住在里头。
That would allow its people to live within.
在教会历史里面，我们可以看到这个天国的成长。
In the history of the church, we can see the growth of the kingdom of heaven.
当主耶稣升天以后，只有一小群的门徒。
After Jesus ascended into heaven, there was only a small group of disciples.
啊, 把这个天国建立起来,
who established this kingdom of heaven.
啊, 刚才我讲过, 当主耶稣再来的时候,
and I, as I just said, when Jesus comes again,
那么这个天国将会完完全全的实现,
this kingdom will be completely realized.
好了, 主耶稣讲了这个稗子的比喻跟这个芥菜种的比喻,
so Jesus has given the parable of the weeds and the parable of the mustard seed.
然后他讲第三个比喻,
and then he gave the third parable.
也就是这个面笑的比喻,
the parable of the leaven.
啊, 马太福音第13章33节这么说,
Matthew 13:33 says,
啊, 他又对他们讲个比喻说, 天国好像面笑, 有妇人哪来, 藏在三斗面里, 只等全团都发起来。
He spoke another parable to them. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 pecks of flour until it was all leavened.
那么芥菜种的比喻跟这个面笑的比喻可以说是一对的比喻。
The parable of the mustard seed and the parable of the leaven can be called a parable pair.
啊, 就好像马太福音第13章讲那个宝贝和珠子的比喻。
Just as the parable of the hidden treasure and the pearl in Matthew chapter 13.
啊, 还有在路加福音第15章讲这个啊, 羊跟这个银钱的比喻。
And the parables of the lost sheep and the lost coin in Luke chapter 15.
啊, 在圣经里面, 这个笑经常都被看为是一种负面的东西。
In the Bible, yeast is often seen as a bad thing.
啊, 当以色列离开埃及那个晚上,
the night that the Israelites left Egypt.
因为很匆忙, 所以没有把这个笑放在这个面团里面。
They were in a big hurry, so they didn't have time to put the yeast into the dough.
然后因此他们只好吃这个无效饼。
So they had no choice but to eat unleavened bread.
然后从今以后, 在逾越节的时候, 他们都是吃这个无效饼。
So from that time on, they have been required to eat unleavened bread at Passover.
啊, 但是在这个比喻里面的面笑不是一个负面的东西。
But the leaven mentioned in this parable is not a negative thing.
而是一个正面的东西。
But it's a positive one.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里以面笑来形容这个天国的成长。
Jesus in this parable uses leaven to describe the growth of the kingdom of heaven.
啊, 天国好像这个面笑一样，直到这个面团发起来。
The leaven will cause the bread to rise, the dough to rise.
啊, 不晓得你们知道什么是面笑。
I don't know if you know what leaven is.
Yeah, 面笑跟酵母不一样的东西。
Leaven and yeast are different things.
我们这是酵是用来做面包的材料。
Yeast is a material used for making bread.
啊, 在古代的时候，这个面笑是一种发酵的一种面团。
In ancient times, leaven was a lump of already risen dough.
那么这些已经发酵的面团，同样的跟酵母也能够用来做面包。
This lump of already risen dough can be used to make bread just like yeast can.
所以我在小学的时候有一个假期。
When I was in elementary school during one vacation,
我在一家小小的面包厂打工。
I worked in a small bread factory.
在那段时间里面，我学习 了不少这个做面包的手艺。
During that time, I learned a lot about the art of bread making.
我还记得这个面包厂的主人。
I still remember the owner of the bread factory.
在晚上的时候，他必须先把这个面团准备好。
The evening before, he had to prepare the bread dough.
把这个面笑加入这个面团里面。
He had to take the leaven and put it into the dough.
直到这个面团发酵直到明天早上。
To cause the bread to rise, and it would rise until the next morning.
然后发酵好这个面团才可以用来做面包。
Only this fully risen dough could be used to make bread.
在还没有做面包之前。
Before baking the bread.
那么做面包的人会留下一块已经发酵好的面团，以备晚上再用来发酵另一批新的面团。
The baker would take out a small piece of the risen dough to save for the next night's bread.
所以我还记得这个面包厂的主人。
So I still remember the owner of this factory.
啊, 他只是用一小团的面酵,
he just took a little piece of leaven.
啊, 但是这个面酵却能够把一团很大团的面团把它发酵起来。
This little piece of leaven could cause a big lump of dough to rise.
然后主耶稣说, 天国好像这个面酵一样。
And Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven is like this leaven.
使到这个天国在地上成长。
It causes the kingdom to grow on the earth.
然后在主耶稣升天之前,
before Jesus ascended.
所以在使徒行传第一章第八节这么说,
in Acts 1:8 he said,
当圣灵降临在你们身上, 你们就必得着能力。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth. So the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit and they spread the gospel everywhere.
如果你看使徒行传的话, 有一次彼得讲道的时候有3000人受洗而信主。
If you read in Acts, there was one time when Peter was witnessing to a crowd and there were 3,000 people who believed and were saved.
因着一小群的人, 神的国越来越大。
Because of this small group of people, God's kingdom has grown.
那么从今天我们所看的三个比喻,
so from the three parables we've looked at today,
啊, 掰子的比喻, 接菜种的比喻, 还有笑, 啊, 面笑的比喻,
the parable of the weeds, the parable of the mustard seed, and the parable of the leaven.
我们看到, 啊, 神的国或者天国在这个邪恶的世界成长,
we see that the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven is growing in this wicked world.
那么当这个天国增长的时候,
and when the kingdom is growing,
啊, 神没有叫那些得救的基督徒离开这个世界,
God does not call the saved to leave the world,
而把他们留在这个世界,
but leaves them here.
目的就是要我们, 如果你是一个得救的基督徒, 在这个世界上过一个敬虔而圣洁的生活。
His purpose is for us, if we are saved, to live a holy and godly life.
为他做见证,
to be a witness for him.
所以当审判的日子来到的时候,
so when the time of judgment comes,
神将会把得救的人和那些恶者把他们分开,
God will separate the saved from the evil ones.
我们在那时我们知道圣经说天地都要废去,
and the Bible says at that time the heaven and earth will pass away.
神将会带来一个新天新地,
God will bring about a new heaven and a new earth.
你是否有准备好?
Are you ready for that?
让我们安静, 一下来思想今天, 的信息。
Let's quietly contemplate today's message.
这个天国已经在我们中间,
this kingdom of heaven is already in our midst.
已经在继续的成长,
it's already continuing to grow.
然后有一天当主耶稣再来的时候,
and one day when Jesus comes again,
然后这个天国将会完完全全的实现,
this kingdom will be fully fulfilled.
我们得救的人将会进入这个天国里面,
and the saved will enter into this kingdom.
但是, 只言那些还在地上的人,
but those who are still on the earth,
神把我们留在这个地上有他的旨意,
God has left us here for a reason,
也就是活出一个美好的见证,
to give a good witness.
让我们一起来在这个地上活出一个美好的见证。
Let us all live out a good witness for God on this earth.
天父求你帮助我们。
Lord, we ask you to help us.
求你坚固我们的信心。
Strengthen our faith.
求你加添给我们力量。
Give us strength.
求你给我们智慧。
Give us wisdom.
让我们在这个地上活出一个美好的见证。
That we may live out a beautiful witness for you.
当我们等待这个天国到来的时候。
As we wait for the coming of the kingdom.
当我们等待这个天国实现的时候。
As we wait for the realization of the kingdom.
我求主你帮助我们过一个圣洁和敬虔的生活。
Lord, help us to live a holy and godly life.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 请会众起立。